What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will we see Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn both get hired this week? I think one of the two. I don't think Aaron Glenn's going to get a job now.
I would think that Ben Johnson is going to probably come to some agreement.
There's got to be a lot of... So if you think of the teams that are left, no one, I think, is getting... Well, Cliff Kingsbury, maybe. Kingsbury could be hired off the Commanders.
I don't feel
like
anybody off of these four staffs are going to be hired.
You know what I mean? Like, there's still candidates, though. So, like, Kingsbury could go. Kellen Moore could go. Nobody with the Bills, right? And then Nagy still with the Chiefs. Anybody with the Bills? No, right?
Not really.
No. So yeah. But, the cycle now that you got four more teams that are eliminated has got to pick up.
Well, you would think that two of the guys, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, are ready to rock and roll. If the Jets are all over Aaron Glenn, now
we're
going to
find out this week.
Now's the time. But who's the GM? I want to know who the GM is. Yeah. I want to know, really, what I want to know is what the hell are the Bears doing?
Yeah, I have no idea. No clue. So Jeff Ulbrich got the defensive coordinator job down in Atlanta.
Not surprised, because the Raheem Morris and Jeff Ulbrich work together. They know each other really well. I think they were there their first time under Dan Quinn, maybe. I think they were there.
Yeah.
And if you looked at Atlanta's team, they looked as disorganized as the Detroit Lions did on Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah.
They were just completely just awful defensively. And I think Raheem Morris knew that he needed a coach that was going to come in there and clean that up.
Yeah, I mean, if you want discipline, accountability, and organization, definitely go raid the Jets coaching staff.
Yeah, but what happened to Jeff is not fair. You know that, I know that, we all know that.
Yeah, well, anyway, he was not supposed to be put in that position, I get it, but...
Whew. You see where Rob Saleh is being offered the highest ever defensive coordinator contract to go back to the 49ers.
Yeah, but I mean, is he still in the mix for the Cowboys job?
He may be.
Man, if I were him, I would almost be like, yeah, I'll just go back to the 49ers, make the dough, still get paid by the Jets.
And go get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll see what happens if they bounce back next year. All right, we did this a couple weeks ago, and I don't even remember what we all said. Let's do it again now with the jobs that are open, all right? Who's going to go where? Who's going to go where now? All right, so we got the Jets, we got the Raiders, we got the Titans, we got the Bears.
No, the Titans are already filled. Titans have Brian Callahan.
That's right. Jacksonville.
So the Patriots are filled.
Yep. So we got just the four, right?
Six. You got six, right?
Who am I missing? Oh, Saints. Raiders. I said the Raiders.
You got the Jets, Bears, Saints, Cowboys, Jaguars, and Raiders.
Cowboys. Yeah, got it. All right, Cowboys.
Six.
Got it. All right. Cowboys.
Kellen Moore.
All right. I agree with that one. I think that's where he's going to go. Saints.
I want it to be Aaron Glenn.
But
the Jets may, you know, the Jets may end up hiring him.
Yeah, we'll go back to that then. We'll go back to that. Bears.
Either Cliff Kingsbury or Mike McCarthy.
All right, which one? You got to pick one.
I'm going to say Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury? All right. I'm going to say Mike McCarthy goes there. Jaguars.
I thought for sure it was Ben Johnson.
Still could be.
I think Ben Johnson's now going to go to the Raiders.
All right, so I'll put Ben Johnson, Raiders.
So the Jaguars now, what do you do? It's got to be an offensive guy. Could it be Matt Nagy?
Yeah, could be.
It's got to be an offensive guy, right? It's got to be.
But that's the same base.
Like,
where is
Brian Flores going?
I'm going to say he's going to go to the Jets.
Could Brian Flores go to the Bears?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, you know, he knows the division, was with the Vikings, knows what's going on.
Yeah, but you said it's got to be an offensive guy, right?
I feel like it has to be an offensive. But if you told me that Brian Flores was bringing Josh McCown with him to the Bears.
I got Flores going to the Jets.
You got Flores going to the Jets.
That's where I got him going. Okay. Where you got who you got the Jets head coach being?
I would like it. I'd much rather have it him or Nagy.
You still think they're hiring Aaron Glenn?
I feel like it is.
All right.
Going, trending in that direction. But I'd like to know who their GM is, too. Knowing the GM would give me a better sense of who the freaking head coach is going to be.
Still don't have Saints or Jackson.
What about Bobby Slowick going to the Jaguars?
Yeah, it could happen.
I actually thought he had a great game plan against Kansas City. He had guys wide open all over the place.
What other offensive guys are out there? You mentioned Josh McCown. You mentioned Bobby Slowick.
Ben Johnson.
Well, Ben Johnson, we know that. The other hot...
Kingsbury.
Yeah, you mentioned him. Any other hot offensive coordinators out there?
Not necessarily, no. I what would you call Mike McCarthy?
I mean, he's a grizzled vet. That's what you call him.
He's not a hot offensive coordinator.
No, he's certainly not.
Although their offense was one of the best offenses when he had everybody healthy and they were going to the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a head coach. He's a grizzled veteran head coach.
Calls plays.
Definitely does.
Matt Nagy's offensive.
He is. Not hot.
No.
But definitely head coach experience.
But head coach experience, which I think is important for a lot of reasons. I mean, I think about this. I just think about sideline organization. I think about meeting organization. I think about practice organization. I think about holding players accountable. it's one thing to connect with players. That's great. You got to connect with them. I get it. But I also believe internally within a football player, they want discipline. They may not realize it, but they need it, they crave it, and they have to have it. And you got to be able to show up to practice, can't be late to meetings like they were down in Miami that Mike McDaniel was talking about after his season was over.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I worry about with the Jets, because there are a lot of personalities here. Like the Garrett Wilsons of the world and the Sauce Gardeners of the world, whoever you hire better be buttoned up and better have their act together and make sure that they are organized.
What about Ravens offense coordinator Todd Monken?
He's another one. He's another one that's getting a lot of interviews. And
he's an older guy, though.
He is an older guy. He's been around a lot. Been around a lot of football. And, you know, the one thing I will say, you know, the Ravens are a button-up organization. They're always a successful organization. They run a tight ship. Don't seem like they have very many problems. And if there are problems, they usually get rid of the guy.
You know what? As I look at this list, nothing's knocking my socks off.
Nothing's knocking your socks off.
Nope. Any one of these names knock your socks off? No.
There's not a knock your socks off type of guy, I don't think.
That
knock your socks off type of guy has already been hired by the Patriots.
I mean, maybe you want to see Ben Johnson, but Ben Johnson hasn't coached before.
He ain't coming here.
Right, and he also, in the biggest game of his life, ended up calling a pass from a wide receiver to a running back through an interception.
If Ben Johnson has a general manager prospect that he wants to work with and feels comfortable with, then they're going to Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we feel like that's happening. It's just Jacksonville and the Saints.
How about the Bears, man? Bears got a good team, top end division. Maybe Brian Flores there with Josh McCown?
Hope not.
Supposedly Josh McCown is like, he is trending to be a head coach one of these days. He really connects with people, supposedly carries himself really well, buttoned up, organized. You know, I'm sure he already has a playbook of how he would run everything. I don't know if that would play here in New York. That's the only thing. I know he played here in New York, so he knows what he would be stepping into. I just don't know if he would be like, he was up for the Texans job. He could be up for the Jaguars job. I could see that.
How come Bill O'Brien's not in the mix anywhere?
Maybe he doesn't want to be.
Doesn't want to be back in the NFL?
I mean, if he wanted interviews, his agent would get him interviews.
Do you think that if Spagnuolo took a job...
That's another guy.
Do you think if he took a job, Nagy would be his offensive coordinator, he'd stay in Kansas City?
He'd stay in Kansas City.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Anybody knocking your socks off?
Well, Mike Vrabel did.
Yeah, okay. I'm talking about the guys now. Nope.
No, I don't think so. I just, like, everybody is just, like, to me, for the Jets, I just think it has to be an ex-head coach. Somebody's been through the grind before. And somebody's got an answer and connects with the players, of course. And maybe that's Aaron, but I don't know, man. I'm not comfortable with that.